I can't say it again. I can't.
I just still can't understand. Can you explain it to me, please?
I'm scraped out. I'm that car we sent to Mars, flipped upside down so the sun can't reach my solar panels. I've always been able to flip myself back over eventually, but I ran out of times. This is how I am now. And it's not okay with you. Nor should it be.
Okay. I suppose it's good that this happened now instead of, you know, like 10 years down the line.
Yeah.
I'll be back in a couple of days.
I'll be out by the time you get back. Have fun. You deserve it, whoever she is.
And welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damien.
No, it's not.
And we're back in the basement.
This is Douglas.
It's Big Tigger in the basement.
How long did that even take for that joke to happen?
Are we going to do the freestyle a little later? In the studio? Is that what's going to happen?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Hold on, wait. If you're Big Tig. Does that make him the rapping guest and you just have to cut in on the track?
All the time,
I'm not doing anything.
You're just the producer. Yeah, you're like, the terror rapper. It can be his hype man.
I'm alright with that. I'll do that. Guys.
Puff Daddy.
Yes, y'all.
So just the intent. Shut up, Puffy.
So the Unnamed Movie Podcast Studios had some technical difficulties.
Technically, the studio didn't have difficulties. Some equipment had difficulties.
So we moved. Fine. Yes. So we moved to a different.
And we tend to call those difficulties operator error.
Yeah.
So we're here in the basement. If it sounds a little bit different, please understand and not hate it. It might even sound better than it was last time.
Yeah.
And if so, don't tell me, because
I still think it would have sounded even better if we had Lazy Douglas Podcast. I think that would be perfect.
What if we all lie down and like
absolutely not? And I dream like that once, it ended poorly.
Anyways,
Damien, is there something you need to tell us?
Yes. Let's not all three lie down together.
Damien.
As the good book said,
we're very
man to man is so unjust.
This is a supportive environment.
Sometimes I forget how Jamaicans are. Like, I go to work and I will say things like, "You check the something? You check him something?" And they'll be like, "Oh, no, yeah, you have to be really specific." Yeah.
And like, "Oh, right, you're all 13. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Thought we were awesome. Adults here."
It's awesome. I play with that a lot.
Oh, no. Oh. Usually the thing is that when I say it the first time, I completely forget and I don't think about it. But when he responds, I just go deep.
Yep. Right, you're an adult, so you're like, yeah, and then they're like, you just shake your head. You idiot.
Miele, il mio nome di servizio. Noi dovevamo essere invisibili.
Quante te ne sono rimaste?
Ce n'avevo una e nell'ultimo viaggio ne ho prese altre due.
Stai attenta.
Sto attenta.
I wanted us to watch a movie. Although, technically I was contractually obligated to pick a movie.
You were.
And
I mean, you could have just secretly sent me an email and said, Andrew, pick something, right, because I need your assistance and I need you to pick me a great Iranian movie for us to talk about.
Right. But in the spirit of Andrew, I went ahead and picked a movie that was not in English and directed by a woman, so that I could assist Andrew on his
year-long
trek.
You did help.
To
it added to the tally.
Right. Watch movies by women because reasons. It is a movie called Honey. It stars Jessica Alba and she's a dancer. And it is terrible.
Please tell me you watched this movie. You were like, in protest, I'm going to watch Missy Elliott train Jessica. No. I've never actually watched that movie. I just know that.
Really?
It.
Why
have
would you?
Have you never watched that movie?
You sat I just down know through that?
Damien, There was a dark time.
Douglas, your
dark time in high school.
This is the time when you're supposed to say Jessica Alba. The woman took said we had to go to that movie and it was okay and we're not going to judge you for that.
I think it may have been one of those social event sort of things where a whole group of us was going and I was like, all right, fine.
Sure.
She wanted to watch it.
Kat Dennings has gotten me to watch movies that human beings shouldn't watch. Understand, Douglas. Jessica Alba is pretty. And especially Thor. Jessica Alba is pretty, and you'll watch her in the spirit. Listen, this is not the movies that we're talking about. It is an Italian movie by some lady. Can't remember her name, don't care. The actress did win Italian Golden
Just
Globes.
Just because they eat pizza in this movie doesn't make it Italian. Okay?
It makes it Italian if it was shot and directed by Italians.
Alright, fine.
Starred Italians, set in Italy.
Okay.
Funded by Italian money.
Okay.
Right. Won Italian Golden Globes. They don't call it Oscars. Which I find ridiculous.
The Italian Golden Globe. Right. What is wrong with
you? Yeah. No, but that's what they call it. It's the she won Best Actress in the Italian Golden Globes. Not the... It is
so
on Wikipedia.
Due to how slow the internet is, it took me a while.
You can't fact check that.
But the name of the director is Valeria Golino.
Sure.
Oh my goodness.
No, sure.
This is like 10 minutes ago. This internet is great.
Internet is terrific.
My internet is horrible as well. This will affect the podcast in our fact-checking abilities. So when you hear me correct something Douglas says like 10 minutes later, I just know it's because the internet is
slow. Fact-checking, running podcast since 1902. The movie lead character is a this girl who she is an activist. And the right that she's fighting for is the right for people to murder themselves, which, depending on what side you fall, you're either for or against, or if you're a normal person,
you're doing a CXC essay.
You're an idiot. If you're a normal person that lives in the real world, you understand that there is many sides to every situation, and to be hard and fast on anything.
I don't understand
is
you, man.
Dumb thing to
do.
Unless you're part of the internet.
The only thing you flip are coins. All of these dice and tetrahedrons, they should be burned.
Right.
It is
your
heads or tails.
You're either pro killing people or against killing people.
What's a D&D die?
Pick your side.
It should be burned.
Right. Along with D&D and fans of D&D.
Yes.
Except my name is Damien and I approve
that
this message.
Is awesome.
She is a young girl. She's in a relationship with a married man because this is Italy and of course she is. She is getting contracts, we'll call them, from
so you can't,
her doctor friends.
You're saying that this is a movie about a contract.
Right, she's
killer.
A hit. She's a hit woman. The first one of all in the history of the world. First hit woman. So dumb. She goes and she assists people in the murder of themselves. And she it happens about 3 times in the movie before she meets the character that will be the crux, that will trigger the crux of this movie. She has essentially a crisis of conscience. This guy wants her to murder him, and she finds out that he doesn't have an illness. He's just tired of being alive. He's bored, and he doesn't want to do it anymore.
Hey, sir, depression is an illness.
Sure, and tell that to people with cancer. No, guys, I'm joking. Wow. All right, listen. All right, that one is hard. Guys, I understand. I'm sorry.
I think this is the part I edit out.
But I love you did well though. Right, I laid you up, yeah. And you just took it.
All right, wait. Right.
I was like, is he going to do this? Is he going to? And he did.
Yeah. Oh. He did right out of there. Sweet volley. Obesity is not an illness. Depression is. Right. He just wants to die. He's sick and tired of this.
It's like somebody's going to come.
And
it's just a musical chairs argument, yeah. As to who's going to.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah. You can find me at Damian White, no underscores, on Twitter. That's Damian White on Twitter.
So by the way,
spell White for those who don't.
WHYTE.
Speaking of not having the correct YouTube at, last night there was an All Island power cut, and the person or the company that provides us power in Jamaica is the Jamaica Public Service, shortened to JPS.
Yes.
Their Twitter handle is not JPS. It is my JPS.
Yes.
JPS exists, mm-hmm. And is some sort of deputy design director for Nike. And oh, was he getting messages last night? It was
super. Oh my goodness, I did not know this.
I'm going to look up his account, yep. And see if I see anything from him.
Yo, know this.
You guys keep talking.
I didn't see him respond, but I saw things going at him, and I'm like,
it probably has happened so many times. He's just listening. Just
delete that account.
Because,
like, whenever the power goes away, my first thing is, please let it not be an accident. Because that has happened. People running. I mean, let me not say people running to light posts. The light posts keep attacking cars, right? And that leads to a lot of power outages out on my end, allegedly. So, but it, like, hearing that it was All Island, that is complete shenanigans.
Yeah.
Right, we're talking about a movie. Right. She has a crisis of conscience. She doesn't want this man to kill himself.
Crisis of conscience.
I'm going to stop talking to you now. Yep, you should write music, though. You've missed your calling.
She kills people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, nope, keep going. I mean, that's. Stifle your artistic endeavors. You keep singing. You shine that light. Because she's an activist, she's hard and fast. Like, people should have the right to kill themselves, whatever. And this man, she doesn't think is worthy of killing himself, which poses a lot of problems. And then the movie becomes about something I would have preferred the movie not to be about. About her battling with this question. I wanted the movie to be about the people who were killing themselves.
Oh, okay.
Those people, I wanted to be more of her. She should have just been a facilitator for their stories. Sure, she was cold and whatever, but I'd have preferred to hear the stories of these people.
I feel like she was very warm up until that, and then slowly but surely she got cold.
No, like when she was performing the
I look at the first one.
The execution.
The old woman. She was very nice, and she comforted her husband that was bawling.
But she was like, all right, in fairness, there's not really a warm way to go about ending someone's life. So I guess I understand what you mean by that. But her story, I did not find interesting at all. Like, I was hoping that she wasn't the focus of this movie, but it was. And so I found myself doing the thing where I tried to inject other things into the movie, like other things I've learned in the past and from other disparate places into the movie, which I guess is okay if the movie allows you to do that, but I was just doing that because, boy, I didn't care about this girl's life. And I just wanted it to be this interesting story about people who made this decision, because it cannot be, I don't think it can be an easy decision to make, to decide that you don't want to be here anymore, for whatever the reason. It's not something you just, it's not something you just wake up one morning and go, if that garbage truck wakes me up one more morning, I'm going to call
David.
I think
you need to talk to the garbage people.
Andrew, I feel like we're going to have to just scrap this podcast because people are going to kill David. But so first of all, I just want to point out, before I even talk about this movie,
yes,
that it's not fair. Andrew's writing notes.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew's doing work.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew, why?
I actually do this while I'm at work.
Not two.
Two birds. Oh, wow. That's efficiency right there.
But
because you notice,
because
you notice I'm not doing this while we're watching the movie.
Douglas, he's always been the only one.
Anyway,
and then slowly but surely, as the episode goes, I just go,
he's like, no. I'm talking to you. Pearls to swine, I say.
So I actually kind of like this show, this movie. But I share a lot of your sentiment about it. The setup was cool, it was fine, but then there was a point, as you said, where she meets the guy, I can't remember his name, something like Grim, and for a lot of the movie she just calls him Sir. Grimsby, I can't remember.
Let's call him Grimsby.
But I kind of thought, I remember once it reached this point, I was like, okay, there are a few types of movies that this could be. One, either this guy is a police officer and is trying to get her,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, they made it very clear that this was significant by doing things like saying, oh, but we never do it this way.
Yeah.
We don't tell them how to do it and then leave,
mm-hmm.
and we don't like explain every single thing to them. So that immediately, her having to explain everything, her having to sell her, give
Grimaldi.
Him stuff. Grimaldi. I knew mm-hmm. there was a grim thing in there. It felt like maybe it was a sting operation. But then I said, no, it can't be that, because it's too far into the movie, and essentially that would have to be just a quick setup for a prison movie. That
mm-hmm.
don't make sense. Okay. I came to the conclusion that what this movie would be is probably like a heart-to-heart story where essentially the two of them, you know, form some kind of bond, get close, you have maybe a lot of time with them together, and they learn from each other, and
mm-hmm.
he becomes maybe not happy, but he appreciates life more by
mm-hmm.
seeing it through her eyes,
and she in turn wants to kill herself,
right? that didn't actually happen either, though I was kind of looking forward to that movie, because that movie, it could easily be a,
I would call
movie.
It Trading Places,
there you go. But that movie would have been nice. But I actually like the movie that this was, because it gave you a piece of that, because they did form some kind of weird bond.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't even say weird, but it wasn't something where like they became friends
mm-hmm.
or they ran around together, or
such
it was
a
just
strange relationship.
Yeah, it was just I'm going to come check up on you every now and again because, you know, I'd like to not think that I'm the one that killed you. And he's like, well, if you're going to come around, then all right, fine, I'll talk to you. But it still, there still was a certain, you know, repartee between them. He ended up, you know, helping her out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He went to her house and hung out a little while. And what you actually focused on a lot more was, as they say, her. And the fact that she's kind of just in a bad place, in a weird place in her life, where she's kind of doing all of these self-destructive things. Like you mentioned, she's in a relationship with a married guy, but she's in multiple relationships with multiple people that she probably, I mean, I don't want to say shouldn't be in relationships
mm-hmm.
with, but that are not helpful, that are in some way kind of hurtful to her. And I guess you can kind of see this movie as her kind of trying to move past that in a way. And I thought that that was okay. I like this movie. I'm not going to say it's the greatest movie ever. But yeah, I enjoy this movie.
So this movie earns the wonderful distinction of being not bad. It's not good. It is, but it is most definitely not a bad movie. And I mean, I was showing Damien my notes and he was chuckling, but I'm scrolling over them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
mm-hmm.
glancing at them, and literally every line has some sort of apathetic tone to them, because that's how I felt towards this movie. Every section of this movie, as it focuses on her, on Honey, on
whatever
her name Elena, right?
Irene, yeah, as in Irene in Italian.
Okay.
I think it's Irene. Irene.
Let's
it's
just
Irene.
Say Honey.
It's
right.
Let me just say Honey, so
Honey.
I don't make a mistake.
Yeah.
By
the way, can we please put the Mariah Carey song in the background?
Of course.
I will try.
One,
I will try to get the license.
Playing it in my head right now.
the thing about it is that every single section of this movie, it felt like the sort of thing that would make perfect sense for it to be a debatable topic. For us to, if she was a real person who sat down beside me and said, Andrew, I met this guy and I know I do this very questionable thing, but he just took the questionable thing and took it a step further.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really torn about how I should feel about this. And I would want to engage with her and want to discuss it and come to some sort of a conclusion to try and make her feel better. But at the same time, watching this movie, knowing that that's what was going to happen, I didn't really feel that interested in watching the progression. I mean, definitely the best part of this movie is her relationship with that older gentleman. Damien is shaking
now.
His head violently. What are you? What do you have against that?
That's the worst part of the movie. That's where the movie fell to pieces.
Because I mean, that actually is the closest version to the movie you wanted, which was us at least getting a little bit closer to these people who want to make this decision in their lives.
Yeah, but
right?
But the movie focused not on the man.
No, it definitely had the woman as a focal
but on
point.
Her.
But I felt more and more that time that we spent in that relationship, having watching them have conversations, is the more that the movie wanted itself to shift focus from somebody who's torn in this with their conscience to somebody who is tackling depression, and us and giving us the viewers a chance to kind of take our own views of what depression is, because so many people kind of have that jokey view of what you kind of mentioned, even though I know you're not serious in that moment.
Wait, I don't remember Damien mentioning anything.
Excuse me.
What? Well, I'm pretty sure that the podcast cut it off. I mean, that he didn't say anything.
There was a loud air horn.
Where they're like, that's not a real sickness. And I mean, it's one of those things which I can understand that it would be very difficult for someone to comprehend the concept of it being an illness that someone has to battle with. like any other physical illness. But and that's why that is what I was interested in, seeing that on screen. And this was the closest I was getting to it, right?
But it
was
did not go there.
It didn't go there. But then again, as we reach the end of this movie, it kind of makes you weigh those thoughts even further, which...
And she finds Jesus.
But throughout the rest of the movie, as you're talking about the love triangle she has between one man and the next, it's all of it is just me going like, it feels like it's just random stuff in there and not really developed storylines for me to be interested in.
As I yawn vigorously at my TV as this movie bores me with her shenanigans. She is uninteresting. At no point did I care about any of the things happening to her. Right? I just, like, all I should have done is explain to me how she got to this point. And then just, it should just been a series of her going to the clients and the clients slowly explaining. If even not to her, but just having her come in at the very end as they show you, you know, what led the clients up to this point. Now, it would have been a far more fascinating movie.
So, do you think that she should have had a different uniform? Like, maybe a very long black cape.
And a sight.
With a hood and a
sight. Right. Uh-huh. Some angel wings. I'm sure the angel of death. Get it? Uh-huh. It's like a pun, a dumb one. I know it would have made it better. I just wanted this movie to be better. I wanted this movie to be more interesting. I really, really did. Because it's such an interesting topic that we don't get a lot of movies on. And usually the ones... there was one about...
The closest...
There was an HBO movie about the guy that...
Kevorkian, you're talking about?
Yeah. But that was terrible.
I never actually saw that.
It's not good.
I never knew it existed.
The closest we got to, like, in my mind, to, like, a depression movie was is it Austrian? I think it's Austrian movie that I got us to watch. Oslo, August 31st.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. The one with the bench and the friend.
I don't necessarily remember depression as a part of that movie. I just kind of vaguely remember that.
With him drowning
it.
Himself. With the rocks.
Well, I suppose that would be there.
Yeah.
I don't know why I don't remember that.
Because it wasn't great.
That I remember thinking it was okay, though.
Yeah,
it was a pretty good
movie.
No,
it wasn't great. It's not a movie that will stand out in your mind. There's nothing really special about them. It's not bad. But not this type of not bad. It's an okay movie. Right, okay to good. But there's just nothing special about it. I just remember it because
I would say that
I like
this
that
movie
name.
Is
I
an
really
okay
like
to
the
do
name of the movie.
What?
The name of the movie, Oslo.
You should go live there.
Nope. I like heat. sunlight, sunshine, beaches.
Hold it. Is that it? Is that all you're gonna ask me? Well, I got a couple of thousand goddamn questions, you know? I want to speak to someone in charge. I want to lodge a complaint. You have no right to make people crazy. You think I investigate every Walter Cronkite story there is? Huh? If this is just nerve gas, how come I know everything in such detail? I've never been here before. How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who the hell are you people?
But I kind of liked it.
Yeah, but you're weird. Like, your ratings of movies at this point are of zero value. Because you'll watch anything for it, as long as it has cool music or a pretty poster.
And this movie had good music.
And...
Yes, it did. It had Caribou.
He kept talking about the music throughout this
movie. Here's the thing. A pretty poster and good music will cloud his judgment of the actual movie.
This movie didn't have a pretty poster.
Like, yeah, but I like the music, though. 2 stars.
Actually, you know how far that goes? So, I know you probably don't even watch it anymore. Have you watched Vinyl from HBO, the new HBO show?
I stopped in the middle.
Yeah, I know you must have stopped. Because you're complaining.
I'm still considering finishing it.
So I've gotten past the point where I realize it's not that good. But there was a time for the first, let's say, half of this season, I was super down. And I realized, no, I just really like the music. Because the way this show is set up, right? And you've seen the first episode, so you know.
The first couple.
It's not just that it has a good soundtrack and that the background music is great. The show stops so that they can have performances. And I super appreciate
it. And it does that thing that I like when movies do with music, when they let the music kind of tell you what's going on mentally with the character in the show.
You should watch Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
I've been hearing good things about that show.
Yeah.
You should watch Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Yeah, good. Okay, hold on. Which one's better? That or people who don't teach or whatever?
You will like Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
You didn't answer the question.
No. Will I like Those Who Don't Teach? Will I like that show?
Those Who Can't?
Will I like that show?
Those Who Can't is funny, but for people who like comedies.
Will I like Those Who Can't?
So not you. Right? People who know what a joke is. As I have scientifically proven the night when we sat here watching...
I watch Bill Burr and I like
watching
Bill Burr.
Special after special after special.
I like Jimmy
and
Carr.
And Douglas just going,
Jimmy Carr is awesome.
Now...
Because
no laughter here. Don't
with,
want
with bad words. Yes. Which makes 5-year-olds laugh.
Right.
Like curse words make 5-year-olds laugh.
You like a special type of comedy, especially when it isn't that funny. Like togetherness. I like actual comedies.
Show.
The ones where you laugh out loud.
I don't call that
like
a comedy.
Those
That's
who can.
Alright. So we're going to move on from this movie. Right. I think we're all done talking.
You should
about
watch
this movie.
The music in there is like I am not a big music fan.
Fine, that's all you needed to say.
You also should because it's like musicals, like they break out into song.
Oh wait, sorry.
Because it's a Broadway. The guy who directs it and the lady who stars in it, they're big Broadway people.
Yeah, I'm done.
So it's no,
I'm,
but you like
no,
it
happy
because
no.
the music is.
You should
think
Why
about
did you
me.
Tell me it was
think
music?
About me liking the music in a musical. Think of how good, like it has to climb this high fence. There's like a song every episode. Mm-hmm. Some you get two. There's like for the 15 or so episodes I've seen, there might be two songs that I thought were okay, and the rest of them are on point.
Wow.
Could do without the dancing, but it comes with the music, so alright, fine.
You can close your eyes for those movies, right? Alright, I guess we're done with this movie, right?
Yes.
I don't have anything else to add.
No.
So, I have one, maybe two things I want to talk about. So I'm going to lead with the short thing I want to talk about. Stop it. Stop it. No.
I have this one. Remember this? Sea dingoes.
Oh, alright, I saw two more and thought there were more because I actually did have a bunch of them, but it's actually
alright, so I have two things I kind of want to talk about. One is really tiny,
mm-hmm.
Which is a TV show that I know Douglas has a strong opinion on.
Right.
And he will say, Andrew, I only want the 5 minutes, I don't want all show. And the other thing is me talking about something with Spielberg. You guys can pick which one I go with.
TV show.
Right. Damien, you like to talk about comedies.
Yes.
One comedy you've never spoken about,
mm-hmm.
but I'm curious if you've ever given a shot,
mm-hmm.
is this Comedy Central show.
I know what this is. Damien, I have a strong opinion on this.
called Review.
Yes.
Yes. Are you on the positive?
Yes.
No!
Yes.
Damien, no! I just finished Marathon in the second season, which I adore. Uh-huh. I love this show. Like, it's... Like, and the thing about it is that it's not just a 5-minute dumb joke of him attempting to review something.
But that's all that's worth.
But it's
5 minutes and you've lost my concentration.
Right. It, like, the first time I saw it, I'm like, they can't do this for 20 minutes. Yes, they can.
Like, the thing is that if it was just 20 minutes, I'd be like, that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
But when you reach the end of a season and you see how everything actually...
Right.
follows, right? You'd expect a show like this where they just kind of make it the 5 minute joke repeated, where he's like, I will now shoot myself. Oh, that hurt. 2 stars. I will now shoot someone else. That felt really good. 5 stars. And then all of them sit in a silo. Right. They don't talk to one another. But as you watch the first season and you see he divorces his wife, and for the rest of the show, his wife hates him. Right? And he still has interactions because he has a son. And then he has to do other things.
Right. And that affects his review of other things. Like, you stupid, stupid geniuses.
So yeah, I just finished the second season and I'm reminded how much I love that show.
Like, that is one that I wouldn't have talked to either of you about, because, like, I'm bringing a lot of baggage to that. Like, I like him and a lot of the people
I never
in
knew
it.
Him really before that show. And like, so, I think I probably saw him in something, but you know, right. You know that kind of thing where you don't really notice.
Right. And I realized that whenever I'm like, oh boy, this is so awesome, because I know all of the people and, like, seeing the things that they're doing in the TV show reflect back on their stand-up, and I'm like, wow, you guys
it
are
reflects
idiots.
On their
stand-up. Yeah, like, seeing the characters that they play in the TV shows be reflections of people that they're talking about in their acts, you're like, you people are the dumbest people. Like, they're, like, having people have callbacks to jokes, not in the show, but in their stand-up act, is incredible. But that is a thing for me and other idiots that listen to way too much comedy. And I know I can't put that burden on some of you guys, but those who can't, come on. Come on. We've all established that that's not a funny... Oh, no, no.
Hello? By the way, Damon, that show's not funny.
It's just like, hello?
That show's not funny. I watched one episode and I'm like, okay, I can't do it.
I don't. You None. People are crazy.
But
you
review,
people,
however,
you
review is special.
Crazy.
Oh, yes, it
is hope,
special.
I hope. I know no one's announcing it yet. I hope they announce another season.
Keep watching those. Give me. Get to episode 3.
Alright, I'll promise you all that. Right. I'll try to get to episode
so
3.
Stupid. Oh, God. There's one of Quentin Tarantino's friends in there. And he plays a police officer. And it's glorious.
Is it BJ Novak?
Nope. I won't tell you who.
BJ Novak is not Tarantino's friend.
He was in one of his movies, and I'm trying to think
yes,
of who out of the Tarantino who of the Tarantino actors would appear in that show.
No,
and I
is,
picked BJ
no,
Novak.
It
to
is
like,
someone that has been in many a Tarantino movies.
Harvey Keitel? Sam Jackson.
Sam Jackson.
Does
like
get,
true TV
does he
could
get,
get
out
some
of the car? Does he get out of the car and say, yes, he deserves to die and I hope he burns in hell?
They just get Dave Chappelle to do that.
Okay, that's true. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Alright, the other thing I want to talk about was Steven Spielberg. The other day I sat down and I revisited Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Dinosaurs!
For the first time in forever.
Aliens?
Like, I honestly, like, I can't remember the last time I watched that movie. Like, it was probably, I was, like, really young and it was on TV. All I could remember before watching it again was the ending with the lights and the song. Do-do-do-do-doop, right? That's the song in my head. And I watched this movie again, and I don't think it's the best Spielberg movie. A lot of people...
Yeah, that's War Horse, everyone.
No, it's War of the Worlds.
I actually like that movie.
But that's not...
No, Douglas. Douglas,
that's
crazy.
But that's not
they
specifically what I wanted.
Dumbest movie in the world. So stupid.
But that's not a specific thing I want to talk about. But something I noted watching this movie, and I'm curious how you guys feel about it, because I know you guys are big Spielberg fans.
I mean...
Right?
When he makes good movies, sure.
Is the thing that I saw was, I think Spielberg, if there's one thing that he has in all of his movies, it's a general contempt for governance, for government.
Ah.
Right? For any sort of authority figure.
Governacity.
My joke was about firelings. But I don't want you to forget that one.
Any sort of authority figure that sits behind policy and all sorts of things. So, for example, E.T., you have the scientists who are coming for the alien and constantly hold the children back, saying, no, 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 we have to make sure everything is fine. Close Encounters, you have basically the same thing. I was asked, if I want to be so crude, I could talk about the Nazis versus Indiana Jones.
They don't like him.
They don't like him, and they keep holding him back. And they're like, I could pick a few. Jaws, the fact that the guy keeps telling him, no, we have to keep the beach open. He's the guy sitting behind the desk who's telling the guy with logic, going, this is going to happen. Mm-hmm. He's just constantly pushing back at our protagonist. And I'm wondering if Spielberg has a problem, if he's just trying to vent out his life.
So are you saying that you're a young Spielberg?
Without a camera.
What he's saying is that Spielberg doesn't have anyone to say no to him. That's why he keeps making crazy movies like Indiana Jones 5. He's making that still, right?
It's been talked about. It seems very close to happening.
4 was so good.
And until I hear the cameras roll, I'm not really caring.
And War Horse. Although I want to give shit to Bridge of Spies, but I like that.
And I mean, we could even talk about if we were going to be even the furthest he's ever gone in this, talk about Lincoln, in how hard Lincoln had to fight.
Did you watch that movie?
I know we've talked about this before. We've talked about you not liking that movie that much.
Jesus.
But I'm just talking about the idea and just something that I noted and something that seems relatively important going forward, talking about Spielberg's movies.
The thing is, like, some of these people who write these articles, like Andrew, at times I feel like they're reaching, because if you look hard enough at any movie, you'll see like somewhat like people fighting against a thing. Like, you need friction in movies.
No, definitely.
So there's always going to be the man or a man that is preventing the whoever from doing the whatever. But you might be right. It could be subconscious, or he could be actively putting this out in. It could be just a thing that he was onto. Did you find any like interviews or anything like
that? I haven't gone. Like, this is like a right. day.
Oh, you just like, oh yeah, all of his movies have this. Like, director should have themes. Like, Lars' theme is lunacy.
Lars' theme is what I can get away right. with because no one is looking.
Right. What can I put on film before police comes to the door and it drags me away? Lars and the guy that does the robber movies. Him. Right. What's the other one with the dog? Who cares? Don't watch any of those movies.
Up. What's it called again? It's a crash. It's a car word. Wrong.
Right.
Not a car word. It's wrong. That movie was bad.
Yeah. Robot wasn't that great either. It fell apart.
I remember someone sent me a screener for that and I almost I don't get them that often, but whenever I do, I get super disappointed when I actually don't like the movie because I feel bad. Yeah. I'm like,
you went through all the trouble of sending me this, and I'm just going to shit all over your movie. I'm so sorry. But your movie is bad. Chris Nolan's movies is Batman. I don't know. Pretentiousness. I don't know.
Too much expedition.
I read something like someone.
Chris Nolan's movies is blah.
It's Hans Zimmer.
We watched Interstellar again the other day for the first time in a while for me. Like, I think the last time I watched that was when he was in the theater.
No, I watched that once, actually fairly recently, maybe in the last 6 months. So now I've watched it the second time. And guess what? I like it still. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, the Tesseract shit. Why?
The Avengers.
Right.
Callback.
Right. Yeah. His bid to make the
like
the third stage of the Avengers movies.
I like to think that he hadn't seen Avengers yet, and somebody tells him that like 2 years after the movie comes out, goes like, you know about that, right?
Knowing directors, there's a good chance that what? No, the scientific Tesseract. No, dog. It's this blue knife that they have in the movie. Blue knife. You're all idiots.
Is Thanos going to show up in your next movie?
Oh boy. Just there's a after credit scene at the end of Interstellar.
So
there's a Rocket Raccoon flying across the screen.
The writer comes, the writer that helped him write it comes to him and he's like, so I have to tell you,
yeah,
I played this joke on you.
Right.
Because I thought that scene was just so ridiculous.
Right.
I just called it the thing from Avengers,
uh-huh,
and you didn't pick it up, so hey.
You're fired, my brother.
Look, people on the internet might say harsh things once this movie comes up. Just know I didn't mean it. Thought it was funny at the time.
And so I forgot to take it out before we went to the
sorry for the release.
But yes, Spielberg, I don't even know how to respond to that like question. Like I'm not sure.
Like the main thing is I don't like
the significance of that thing. Like
the thing I'll give Spielberg is when I think of Steven Spielberg, I don't think of his bad movies.
You think of the ones
I think of the great movies.
Like
and so
World.
I still think I like Steven Spielberg. It's only when I'm arguing with this fool I will bring up the
War Horse.
I don't like Steven Spielberg.
But all right, Damon, you brought up a good point talking about this. Like, I mean, my thoughts on this is very raw at this point. Like, I haven't really tried to figure out where this kind of falls with me.
But your
Spielberg,
notebook. Wait a second, what happened to the notebook?
It's crying in the corner. You mentioned the concept of directors having themes, right? And there are a lot of visual themes that a lot of directors have that we catch really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about Wes Anderson movies,
yeah,
we almost don't even need to know it's a Wes Anderson movie. It just needs to be played for around half a second and we figured it's a Wes Anderson movie.
Ah, look, colors.
Yeah, I've seen this movie already. Oh, no, I haven't. You sure?
Spike Lee is someone who repeats his own narratives a lot of the time and his own thoughts.
His theme is racism.
Look, racism.
It's a bad theme.
There are a lot of filmmakers out there who decide whether consciously or subconsciously to look at certain content repeatedly, certain ideas repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'd like to think it's not just because it's all they think about, but because of something they feel they need to discuss. So I sincerely believe Spike Lee honestly wants to discuss these things, which is why it's so prominent in all of his movies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I kind of give him a lot of credence whenever he does bring it up. And I get sad whenever his movies kind of go too far in the bad category for me to enjoy them.
Did you watch that movie.
I have not. Andrew described it as Absurdistan with Spike Lee. I am sad that I think I might have to want to watch it because my favorite podcast, Mr. Mamo, has decided that it is the best movie ever.
Okay.
And I don't know why.
It's not good.
Let me just make sure to unsubscribe to Mamo.
Ah, the Matthews like that movie.
So yeah, Damon, I watched that movie and like the thing about it is that pieces of it remind me of Do the Right Thing and the Jungle Fever.
I hate
where
the way I feel
where
movie.
Those movies are my favorite versions of what Spike Lee does. Right?
Back when he was better.
And how I described it to people was Spike Lee, he had this issue he wanted to talk about. But before he got me to start going into that problem, he created engaging characters for me to feel empathetic towards and then made me care about the issue afterwards. Chirac puts the cart before the donkey. And it is so telegraphing the issues it wants to talk about. And I am at no point want to belittle the real side of the issue he's talking about.
The real side of not having sex?
No, gun violence.
Gun violence.
Oh, is that okay? I haven't watched this movie. I have no clue what it's about.
Douglas, you know, Absurdistan was about getting work done.
Yeah.
Chirac is about stopping the gun violence, right? That's what the sex is wow. doing, right? Okay. It's so crazy that the movie actually opens with like a song from who is it?
Who cares?
It's like a rap song where it doesn't open with like sweeping camera motions and you hear the rap music. Oh no, it literally is black and they're playing the text on the thing because they want you to read the lyrics to this song. Then you start at a rap concert. Someone gets shot. And
as
like,
well they should.
And it just keeps ramping up. There's a scene where John Cusack plays a minister, right? And he has like a 10-minute monologue of the lifespan of a gun. Right?
Do not watch this.
Of course
movie.
He has a 10-minute monologue. It's a fucking Spike Lee
movie. No, here lies the thing.
Like, it is the most Spike Lee. Like, now that Andrew's reminding me. Imagine if Spike Lee traveled through time, had sex with himself, and what emerged was concentrated Spike Lee. That is what made this movie.
Did you ever watch that movie Regression?
Yeah.
I haven't watched
that. That's exactly what you just described. All
dog.
It's awesome. I hate that movie.
Wait, hold on. Isn't that Predestination?
No. Is that Predestination?
Regression is the one with
Hermione.
Oh,
Hermione.
Okay. Yeah. I just remember there were two. So I was looking
there
at
Ethan Hawke movies,
and there were two Ethan Hawke movies, and I had to decide which one.
You see, because someone's actually told me the story of Predestination, which I still haven't watched, and I'm like, that's kind of funny. But the thing about Chirac,
it telegraphs itself real quick. But sure,
is that I kind of almost want to forgive that movie, and because I like the idea of movies that out there existing, as opposed to movies like Honey. Which are so me going like, it's not bad.
So why you like connected in your right now? This movie is bad.
But guess what? I did not like Chirac at all.
I don't think you can.
And when we got to the end of Chirac, like, oh my goodness, Damien, like, it was one of those moments where I couldn't even laugh at it.
Douglas, it is garbage. Listen. I like Spike Lee.
Do you?
Back in the 90s.
Really?
No, back in the 90s. And then if we jump like 10 years, 15 years, he did Inside Man. And then that is it. I'm done. Spike Lee don't make any more movies. I don't give up. Just go away, please. Just watch basketball games.
Anything you guys want to talk about? I mean, I don't know how to end this conversation about directors and thieves.
Part of me wanted to talk about like have a euthanasia discussion, but that's too depressing.
Will debate the points.
And there's no real answer. Like, much like prostitution.
I remember my essays.
Round and round and round. And there's no one will give me an answer.
Euthanasia and prostitution.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Alright. Murder these prostitutes. It's the only way to get it to stop.
I remember when I was in high school and we used to make those dumb jokes whenever teachers would talk about it. They'd be like, we're not going to talk about euthanasia. And someone's like, why are we talking about children all the way across the world? And somebody punches that person.
Yep. Yep.
Damien, that is highly inappropriate.
Have any of you guys tried watching the Girlfriend Experience TV show?
Nope.
So Damien, I woke up this morning, turned on my XBMC, and my latest episodes were all
Girlfriend Experience.
Oh no, I've died, I've gone to hell again.
Look, you did it with Supergirl.
Yeah, fair enough.
Hey, fuck both of you.
Anyways, you were talking, sorry David.
Right, but that conversation goes nowhere. I was looking at both sides and it's just like it's a real shit show. And on both sides they're extremist, which boy, being an extremist in 2016 must be a hell of a thing. There's just, because you can just type into Google and Google just spit information at you.
You're right.
They're like, maybe no. Maybe the thing you're absolute on is not so absolute, but no one cares.
What you're talking about, all values are absolute.
Oh, yeah.
Absolute. That's that's why you have the ABS function in Excel, because you need absolute values. No,
that's
values.
Why I know we have quantum computers, right? Where it's not just ones and zeros anymore. They can be complex.
Can it work Excel?
Of course.
So then, it would still...
No, it's a new version of Excel that doesn't do absolutes.
No!
Call it guesswork. and then, like, I want it. I'm like, all right, since I can't bring up that because it's depressing and there's no real answer. Wanted to, like, backpedal a bit on some of the statements I made about Andrew's women thing last week. Right?
Not carried about.
Like, I understand it's a problem. And I don't want to belittle the problem. Right? Because problems don't get fixed by people going, I give a fuck.
Apathy doesn't fix things.
Right? Does that really the way? But I still don't care. Jesus
Christ. And I don't think this movie helps. I don't think this movie helps, did it?
God, I don't care. And I realized what it, like, when it cut, I think it's just arts in general. I think my issue is...
So you're the asshole who cuts the arts department.
100, it's the first thing I cut 100% of the time. Right? If there was an arts section in any video game about building shit, it is the, I'm going to drop the slider all the way to zero. I've never been okay with how much money we spend on the arts. Because there's other problems in the world that I think require more fixing.
But what about all of those studies that show the social benefits?
Right. Those studies are done by people who have enough free time to do those studies. So I don't want to hear any problem. Those people are part of the problem. Give all the money you took doing that study to people who kind of need the money, right? Build schools and shelters.
Which will teach arts?
No, which will teach farming and self-reliance.
Stop
and,
playing Banished in the real world.
And not painting and not making movies and not taking pictures. No one gives. But it is... As I have matured, I understand that my view is not the right view. It is the thing that we should... Google should have it on their homepage. Your views.
It should
and
say
then that. Have the equal sign and the line through it. The truth.
It should say it everywhere, like as you walk by. These views are not the views of...
Anybody else. Keep them to yourself. No one gives a fuck. We elect people to think for us, and they get it wrong all the time. So just shut up. And so, like, there are, like, a laundry list of things that I devote
caring
for. And, like, way, way down at the end is minorities and women in movies. And any of the arts for that matter. Like every morning I listen to the news. And like this morning they were talking to Coast Guards. And they're like, listen, our government has told us that under no circumstance we should let in any of the Syrians that are coming in off the sea. Those people have been on the water for months. Barely surviving, and they have to go out there in go fast boats and tell them, you see that piece of land that's the first piece of land you've seen in months? The answer is no. And they were talking, and he's like, it is the hardest his job has ever been, at least when he was able to go rescue the people and have other people shout at them afterwards. He was at least able to rescue the people. Mm-hmm. No, can't even do that. Things like that. I'm like, yeah, we need, the world needs to come together and fix that. Because that is ridiculous. More women making movies, less ridiculous. And I understand that I cannot cut, like, life doesn't work like that. It's not that bank. You don't know, stack up things that are more important and mark them off one by one, because that's not how anything gets done. But I made a list. Like, this was one of the movies off the list that I had made, and I just went, all right, this one, because I like the subject matter. And even after watching it, looked at the rest of the things on the list and just went, I'm just going to watch Batman again.
Herein lies the thing with all of this female and diversity thing, which I'm pro for, right? And I think the thing I think the thing that everyone needs to understand is that most people are pro for this happening. They're just like Damien going, I have a list, and while I'm all for this happening, you're 30th on the list. I have things to get to, right?
Yeah, but that doesn't fix it. Right. And I get it.
And here lies the thing. I'm not disagreeing with you on the whole prioritization of issues in the world, right? I'm saying that for our small forum that we have here, right, where we have taken the time...
three of us.
And we're not allowed to congregate. We're breaking laws now. In this small moment when we have decided to spend this hour to 2 hours that we do every week
talking about movies, fair point.
I think here is the one point where we can say, all right, let's talk about movies. And while those other things are definitively important, we can now focus on movies for an hour.
Right.
And now, here is a diversity issue.
No, I just want... This is supposed to be an escape from real life. Let's talk about dumb movies.
We could do that
spandex
too.
Spandex movies only.
No, I want something other than spandex movies in my life.
Our Rambo movies.
I want something other than Rambo spandex movies in my life.
Sucks. It's always
what sucks. Would it be like? What would a Rambo spandex movie be like?
We can only dream.
Well,
I mean, although technically we did see our Rambo spandex. He was a superhero in that.
But I don't understand you. We've seen Rambo spandex. It's Kung Fury.
All right. Start watching.
So you get it. You get me. You get me where I'm going.
Antron, listen to me, man. Like, I get. Like, I understand where you're coming from. And I understand. Like, it is a thing that, like, I'm just trying to explain to you, like, why it is that.
And here lies the thing that I find.
And I feel bad about it. Like, I don't. I feel bad about it, but I can't stop myself. I don't know if you've ever had anything like that. Like, you know.
You mean eating fudge? I feel bad about it.
Right. It's like drinking soda. Like, you know. No one has to tell you. You don't need a warning label. Of course. This is a dumb thing to do.
You need a study.
Right. The World Health Organization put out one. Yeah, look, I know I'm in the wrong here, because nothing gets done through apathy. But
here lies the thing, and it's, I think I kind of talked about it a little bit when Douglas, the last time Douglas made his Lady Ghostbuster comments.
Right.
You
sexist pig.
Which is, there's no negative to it, right? To it existing, right?
Unless it's bad. Unless Douglas is right. It's really bad. Then there is a...
and here lies the thing, right?
It's not racist, it's be right.
David... That's why I like my notebook so much. It doesn't say dumb things like that back to me when I write down my thoughts. It goes, Andrew, you are such a smart person. You had these thoughts. You are definitely the most important person to me.
You know what, son? He beat me to it, man. I knew this much.
Oh, Damien.
We congregate too much. We're together too often. Like, it was in my head.
Douglas is like, are you saying he's telepathic?
No, he's just a terrible person like myself. It's like, Damien, hold on. I got you. all of the fat ladies already hate you. I'll take on top of that hate. I'll take one. Oh,
jeez. So, yeah. And here lies the important thing. In my mind, right? The thing about movies, and we definitely love the spandex movies, mm-hmm. but we're going to exclude that for the moment. God damn it. Right?
What about Wonder Woman?
Is there any spandex in that movie?
I think so.
That makes it a spandex movie. We're not going to talk about that for the moment. I understand where you're going. We're not going to talk about it for a moment. But we're not going to.
What about the Black Panther?
Movies. while we like to think, and they definitely are, movies as pure general entertainment, mm-hmm. It is a way of creating a discussion at times, right? We had a small discussion about depression because of the movie we talked about just earlier.
When I go to YouTube and look up our movies, it is a discussion of how many gay people are on the internet. God, I hate the internet.
And the thing about having discussions is that the more viewpoints you can have is more sometimes beneficial to the conversation.
Only if they're the right viewpoints.
They align with my own. Then fine. If they're not, then
and if
those
they don't
guys...
align, no. Somebody can align outside of my alignment, you know. But I have to understand and agree with the logic. Only then can I logically prove them wrong. Anyway, yes, the more viewpoints, the better.
Mm-hmm.
In a perfect society. Although, no, in an imperfect one. Sometimes you need to hear what mad people think.
Yeah.
Try to puzzle out what there's, and before going, Jesus.
So that you can look at it and say, okay, don't say it, don't tell people you think that.
Mm-hmm. All right, he's crazy, and he thinks what I think. Does that mean me?
If only they thought that. If only they had that logic stream. But yeah, and that's kind of how I feel about it. Which is why, I mean, I definitely fall into the category of going, I need to watch more Batman at the end of the week. But I try as hard as possible to kind of expand what movies from what countries and what sort of sources they're coming from.
Yes, you try to expand the movies from the countries in Iran.
Right. The many countries,
the many countries of
in
Iran. The United Countries of Iran.
Mm. And Iran-like countries of Iranistan.
The capital being the capital of Abbas Kiarostami. With the second largest city from Jafar Panahi.
You haven't brought up Makhmalov yet, or...
Yeah, that's because I don't know.
Yep, nope.
Or Farhadi.
We have extinguished our dumb Iran jokes. Yes.
Or Wajda. I don't remember the name of the woman mm-hmm. who directed that.
Of course,
yes.
What did you do? He remembers the four men, one woman.
Because there's only
no.
one movie. Did you register?
Nope.
To be fair, right? Mm-hmm. To be fair to Andro, that woman had to hide to make that movie.
And the men didn't.
Literally.
Apparently, there was a scene.
Had to hide, no.
Yeah. Apparently, there was a scene on the outside part of the world mm-hmm. where they were like, all right, listen, lady, you stay in the car. We're going
she
to
was in the back of a panel van.
Wow.
In order for her to direct the scene. Like, they just had her with the monitors
I think
in
she
the
was
van.
She was using some sort of walkie-talkie.
So it was literally like, you know, when they talk about South Park and the Muslim
that was rough.
Yeah.
thing. Yeah, that's basically what happened.
All
right, like,
so I need to call my travel agent and tell him not to Iran.
Yup.
Cool.
Is that, was that the Iranian? No,
yeah.
I didn't realize that. Wow. No wonder I didn't let him.
Yeah, at this podcast. I'll never speak to Dougie again.
But no, hey. Can't run around anymore because that taxi movie was
wow, it's
fantastic.
So good.
I couldn't believe how
good
much
work.
Of that movie.
Mm. Mm. good movies.
Oh boy.
I need to watch me go to work, baby.
Nothing else. We're going to end off here. Yeah. I guess that's it. Douglas, no, you didn't bring anything for the class.
Did not do his homework yet. Either. Have him stand outside.
The dog ate my homework.
Damien, why did you come into class so sweaty? Go back outside and stand in the sun. Alright, cool.
Don't you love that logic?
I never do want to be in here anyway.